91.7 WHUS Stores. My name is Hank.
And I'm Ted.
And this is Hank and Ted, the 11th episode, and pretty much the election special, because
The election in New York City is tomorrow.
Election in New York City. Two populist and progressive socialist candidates in New York City and Minneapolis are poised to become the next mayors of their respective cities.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy time.
Oh, I think Omar Fateh is in second right now, I think.
Oh, shoot, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was looking better for him than it is then.
Because he's running against an incumbent.
Oh, yeah, that would do it. And the racism would do it.
Yeah. And also just local elections.
Yeah, there's a few house races. There's also the election in New Jersey for governor. New Jersey's been on a big red shift in the last few years, which isn't exactly good, in my opinion.
Bring back Chris Christie.
But, you know, it's the Italians over there.
Yeah, it's the
white boys.
Dude, I miss Chris Christie.
Me too, bro. I miss my fat governor, bro.
He was pretty stupid, but I liked his vibe.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that he ran for president against Trump. Like, people forget this.
Yeah, imagine President Chris Christie.
Right? Like, we're at a time where, like, a guy like Chris Christie seems, like, kind of liberal. Like,
low-key. Oh, yeah. He's, like, I put him in, like, the Mitt Romney camp.
Yeah, whenever you, like, see him on, like, CNN or anything like that, he's like, yeah, I don't actually like Donald Trump that much. And it's like, really? Like, you're one of the three people in America that'll say that.
Like, Mitt Romney's still on top. I think Mitt Romney's still my favorite Republican right now.
Yeah.
Because I just like that he shows up. He comes back to relevance every, like, 2 years to just outclass the rest of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And then he just disappears again.
He's the only one who still, like, stands for what he, like, I don't know, stands for what he said 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, he actually, like, he is a classical Republican. He is what Republicans used to be.
Yeah, like the
pre-Trump Republican is still Mitt Romney.
You watch, like, the 2008 and 2012, like, those clips of people going up to John McCain, and they're like, Barack Obama, he's a Muslim radical. And John McCain's like, no, he's a decent, hardworking man that we just happen to have some disagreements on.
Yeah, I mean, John McCain, like, I also probably a terrible person, if we're being honest, but he had principles, like, more than any Republican that loves Trump, that glazes Trump. Don't be glazing me, Donald Trump.
And John McCain was actually in Vietnam. He didn't draft dodge, and he was taken as a POW. I think it was Vietnam, right?
Yeah, he's a war hero. And then Trump, as soon as he died, like, Trump was saying some crazy shit about him. He was like, oh, no, John McCain wasn't that cool.
Yeah.
And, like, now what's even crazier is that, like, his wife, like, started glazing Trump again.
John McCain's
wife is a Trump glazer now. Even though, like, he made fun of him. Like, it's wild, bro. Like, why are we glazing that shit, bro?
Because it's just, you know. Oh, there's a whole Wikipedia page, Donald Trump's comments on John McCain. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, Trump said some crazy shit about him.
Apparently he called John McCain a dummy. That's wild. Oh, he's a war hero, Trump. He's not a war hero. Jesus Christ. He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Wow. Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, anyways, moving on to, like, the election. Sorry for the tangent there. tomorrow is a big day in New York City.
Tomorrow's the day that the man in the red beret becomes mayor.
Bro, Curtis Sliwa has to win, guys.
1% poll, 1% chance, according to Kalshi.
If I got Kalshi, I would put $10 on him because I'd be a millionaire if he won. Like, think about it. Like,
did you see all of all the people that are like, I voted for Mamdani 7 times. There's just like random goobers and like Twitter comments posting like, I just voted for him 7 times. And like libs of TikTok was posting about it like, look at this blatant election at FBI. Are you seeing this?
Actually, libs of TikTok is a woman, so you got that part wrong. It's, are you seeing this?
Yeah, Kaya Raichi. Bro, she pisses me off.
Bro, like, all the, like, Republican grifting pisses me off, bro, because they're just lying.
I wonder, like, let me go on libs of TikTok.
Like, let's, we would never lie here on the Hank and Ted podcast,
what
okay?
What is she saying
we
about?
We spread the truth. The truth and the truth alone.
She's saying anything about Zoran? No, she's being transphobic.
Yeah. That sounds about right. This is this is what Zoran will do to the city of New York. You feel me?
He'll make the Statue of Liberty wear a burqa. Google Zoran Mamdani wife if you believe that.
Zoran's wife actually wears, she covers her entire face, bro.
Yeah, head to toe.
You only see her
Sharia
eyes.
Sharia law.
Sharia law, except they're all going to be transgender under Zoran. Mr. Mamdami.
Yeah, so Zoran is polling. He's still ahead.
Yeah.
According to most polls, he still has a handy lead. Atlas Intel says that his lead is closing, although their methodology has been
debated. It's very questionable.
Debated.
As of now.
Yeah.
They expect a larger turnout of Republicans, essentially.
Yeah.
And they also expect that those Republicans will vote for sex pest Cuomo, which I personally, if I was a Republican, I'm voting for the cat man, like, who got shot 5 times.
I think a lot of these Republicans are going to be party loyalists.
Yeah. Like, to vote for an independent over, like, your own party is crazy, to be honest.
Especially that independent being Andrew Cuomo, who
was a Democrat.
Was a Democrat. Was considered progressive for his time.
Which is low-key wild. Yeah. He was not that progressive, guys.
Has 11 counts of 11 allegations of sexual assault.
Is that all? Only 11?
I think 11, yeah. Also, I think he... Wait. Let me look something up before I spread misinformation.
And he claims that his opposition, Mr. Mamdani, is a Nepo baby. And not once has anyone said to Andrew Cuomo, who was your dad, bro? Which is crazy to me. I feel like that should have been brought up at one of the debates. Because, like, he actually said that to Zoran, like, 3 times. He was like, your dad... your dad is an academic, so you are a Nepo baby. It's like, bro.
Who is your dad?
Who is your dad? Was his name also Governor Cuomo, bro? Like, I don't get it, bro. One of the best, like, governors in New York history? Like, I don't understand, bro.
Like, yeah, I mean, he has name recognition. Where would he be without name recognition?
Like,
probably not very far.
Yeah.
So, Mamdani doesn't have name recognition. Exactly. Where is he without name recognition? He's the front runner.
Yeah, exactly. And he's literally, every time I drive into New York City, there's the Governor Mario Cuomo Bridge that I have to cross over. Like, bro, everyone in the region knows who Governor Cuomo was, like, prior to, like, modern.
If you're over, like, 45.
Yeah, you just know.
If you grew up in that area, like, yeah. Or just anywhere, like, even people here, like, yeah, they know anyone in Connecticut over 45, and they're like, oh, yeah, Mario Cuomo was that governor of New York that everyone loved.
Yeah.
Like, where would you be without that? Not here. Probably not governor.
Hey, bro, but listen. Our president on 60 Minutes on his interview last night said, if I had to vote, you want to know who I'm going to vote for? I'm going to vote for Cuomo.
Which is, and also Hillary was like, I'm not going to vote.
Does she live in New York?
Yeah. She was a senator for New York.
I got to talk about something real quick. Bro, do you remember Casey Neistat, bro?
Yes.
Bro, well, he's like the biggest Israel supporter ever, which has
become, really,
yeah, it's a really bad thing because I used to look up to that guy. But this guy, bro, he ran the New York Marathon yesterday, and there's just a picture of him talking to Bobby from The Sopranos.
Okay.
And like, he's like, it was really good to catch up with Bobby. And then like, in the front of the picture is just Bill Clinton, bro. I don't know why.
What?
But I looked at that on Twitter this morning, and I was like, it makes sense. He loves Israel, so he loves Bill Clinton because he loves pedophiles. Go on his Twitter.
What the hell? Bill Clinton was at the marathon?
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy. Yeah, Hillary. What?
That one. This one? And then he's just talking to Bobby from The Sopranos.
What the
bro.
Hell? What? All right.
But, yeah, Casey Neistat, not a good guy. Definitely going to vote for Governor Cuomo, in my opinion, which makes me very sad, but that's okay.
But, I mean,
it low-key is what
it is. At this point, the debate is whether, like, how much of the vote is Mom Donnie going to win? Is he going to get over 50%?
I low-key don't think he's going to. I think he's going to get high close. 40s. I think he'll get 47, 48. I think Sliwa is going to cut into Cuomo way more than Cuomo expects.
Yeah, because he was polling as high as like 25% like a week or two ago.
Yeah.
Like,
I think that Cuomo could get like 25. Sliwa could get 20, and then Zoran could get like 50, 51. And then like 2 or 3% are write-ins. It's kind of where I'm at right now.
2 or 3% for Eric Adams.
Yeah, something like that. But like, if you have seen like the pictures of the ballots, like low-key, like Cuomo's name is very far.
Yeah, he had to like release, which we can talk about his
ads.
Terrible campaign.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of what you think of Andrew Cuomo, both as a person or as a candidate, because as a person, he's horrible. And as a candidate, he doesn't really stand for much.
Yeah.
His just campaign as a whole is terrible. Like, even the biggest Zoran haters say, even, like, MAGA people say that, like, Zoran is running one of the greatest campaigns.
Yeah.
And not just, like, New York City election history, but just, like, major political election history.
Yeah, he's been very rizful with everything. Like
he is a generational speaker.
He's a great speaker. He knows how to talk to people like on a one-on-one level too.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you see any of those videos of him talking to like taxi drivers in the street, they're all like, "Oh my
they
god,
love
it's
him.
Zoran. I'm so happy to see this guy." But like if you see like any of the videos of Andrew Cuomo like getting in his white Bronco that's parked in like a bike lane, like it's like bro, like you are not him, bro. Like I'm not sure Zoran even owns a car, bro. Like he's not locked in on the New York lifestyle, and Andrew Cuomo over here is coming in from the outside. I'm not sure he even lives in New York.
No, like, he has a huge mansion upstate.
Yeah, like
he has multiple houses.
He might be like renting down here.
Yeah,
but like he has the wealth to own a piece or a like a nice apartment like somewhere
in
New York, but he just chooses not to. Like I don't understand that. Cuomo has been running one of the worst campaigns ever. Like
it's AI slop.
He's been running AI slop.
That is his campaign, is to create AI slop that demeans and is pretty blatantly racist.
Yeah, I'd
say a lot of it's pretty racist.
Everything against Zoran is basically racism. Like, they have so little on him that they're like, oh, why don't you support Israel?
And
it's like, I never said, like, I don't support Israel. Like,
it's like, Jon Stewart said this a couple weeks ago. Like, they know that he's going to win because now their only, like, line of defense is to just be like, 9/11.
Yeah, like, 9/11. What does he have to do with 9/11? In any way.
Because he took a photo of himself dapping up Hassan Piker.
Who's Hassan Piker?
Google Hassan Pika 9/11. That poster is really funny. I can't even lie.
That picture of him, like, he's standing in front of a crowd of, like, 10 people, too. Like, Cuomo just doesn't have that aura, bro. He literally has the sex pest aura, bro.
And now he doesn't even bring up Hassan by name anymore. Like, the other day he was in an interview and he was like, Zoran's colleague who said that America deserved 9/11.
His colleague.
Because they know if you Google Hassan, you're going to get, like, that New York Times profile that they did on him where they portray him in a positive light. Like, he's just a guy.
Yeah, or you'll get him shocking his dog.
Yeah, people will be like, okay.
What the hell?
No one in New York City cares who Hassan Piker is. And it was one photo that they took together when Zoran was polling at 5%.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Andrew Cuomo goes on a conservative talk show, and the host says, Zoran will laugh if another 9/11 happens, and Cuomo...
He's like, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Cuomo, like, chuckles and agrees with it. And then they point that out and be like, hey, this is Islamophobic. What do you have to say to all the Muslim New Yorkers who were offended by this? And Cuomo says, don't blame me for something that the host says.
Yeah.
The double standard is just so...
It's goalposting. This is the entirety, like, this is honestly, like, the positioning of the Republican Party. It's to goalpost everything. Like, yeah. You can't have a serious conversation because as soon as you, like, prove them wrong on one thing, they're like, oh, well, what about this? By backing up, like, 5 feet and talking about something that's slightly different, but also in the same realm. It's like, bro, like, can we talk about, like, helping out our citizens? And they're like, yeah, let's talk about that. And they're like,
let's talk about helping out Israel.
Yeah, and they're like, well, if we defeat Hamas, we'll be helping our people. And it's like, bro, what does Hamas have to do with the United States of America? Like, what are we talking about?
They're just and calling on Curtis to drop out. Like, he's one of the major party tickets in the two-party system. What do you want? Like,
yeah, like, if you wanted to run for mayor... Why did you run for the Democratic Party if you're going to align yourself with Donald Trump, Cuomo? Like, I don't understand that. Like, and then ask for the Republican to drop out? Like, why don't you drop out and endorse the Republican if you want the Republican to win, bro?
He didn't win the primary, so I had to be like, well, how can I win this election? Trump should interfere.
It's wild, bro. It's genuinely wild. Like, today, Elon and Trump literally, like, were like, yep. We should vote for Cuomo. He has my vote. And it's like, bro, one, no one likes you, Elon. Can you just go back to, like, I don't know, doing too much ket or some shit, please? And two, no one likes Trump in New York City either.
Yeah.
He won, like, 20% of the vote.
Maybe, like, I don't know, a couple of people in Staten Island.
Yeah.
Some, like, really Italian men in Staten Island, like, love Trump.
Yeah.
But
all the mobsters probably love Trump.
Yeah.
No, dead ass. I'm being honest. Like,
and they hate Sliwa, so they're voting for Cuomo.
They hate Sliwa because he runs the Guardian Angels.
Dude, I was thinking about... remember, like, a couple months ago, there was that video of the Guardian Angels, like, just beating up some random Hispanic guy that they thought was an immigrant?
No.
And it was, like, major news.
Oh, yeah.
I, like, totally forgot that happened. I was like, wait a second. Yeah, they were wearing their red hats. That was the Guardian Angels.
Bro, they're locked in, all right? Like, they might be slightly racist. But,
yeah, they might beat up
but
people claiming
guys,
they're immigrants.
Like, don't vote for Curtis Sliwa if you're listening from New York City. If you, like, agree with me on this. But, like, Curtis Sliwa is hilarious.
Oh, for sure.
Like, he might be... I might like him more than I like Zoran Mamdani. Like, he's just so funny.
He should just go back to having his radio show. And yes, then just stay out of politics.
Bro, he could stay out of politics and just have a talk show, and I would listen to that shit. Bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he has aura.
And the first guest should be Zoran.
No, I honestly want Zoran to give him a position in, like, his office.
Parade czar
or cat... No, like rat catcher or some shit. You know what I mean? Like
catch all the rats, or just sort of like release cats into the city.
Yeah, like he should let Sliwa do that.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree. As long as he stays far away from anything that has to do with, like, race.
And guns.
Yeah. Beating up Hispanic people.
Back in the 90s when I was shot 5 times.
Yeah, or inciting the mob to go after him. I mean, where are the Gotti's now? They're all dead or in prison, so, like, yeah, whatever.
I mean, who won that battle, guys?
Look at that. Saliwa is on the major party ticket, and John Gotti is dead. So, who's the real loser here?
Oh, my God. There should be a Saliwa movie.
I would watch that.
That would make $10 more billion, bro.
Like, imagine if he was pro-Trump, they might have done that.
Oh, but he's not pro-Trump. Yeah. No, he's.
They could have done like a Reagan, that Reagan movie style thing.
I can't believe you saw that movie, bro.
Dude, I saw it in theaters and it was great, and I had a wonderful time.
Was it glazing him hard?
Yes, of course it was. They didn't mention AIDS at all. They mentioned it in a montage. As a headline in a newspaper, and that was it.
That's awesome, bro.
Oh, it was so great.
Bro, like, imagine if, like, Democrats, like, created an Obama movie, and it was glazing Obama. Could you imagine, like, how many...
Yeah, and drone strikes were, like, one thing.
Could you imagine how many, like, remarks would come from the Republican Party?
Yeah, it would literally be, like, he created the Affordable Care Act, and then everything was good.
Yeah, like, bro, like...
Like, that's the level that it was. It was just, like, complete disregard of actual facts and what happened.
Nah, but they're going to do that shit for Trump, and it's going to be, like, actual Trump quotes, and it's just going to be, like, what Trump says is happening and not, like, what actually happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it'll be, like, full-on propaganda where it's, like, oh, yeah, the world, like, I don't know, gas prices are $1.95 a gallon, and they're, like... $4 a gallon at this point, but he said it was $1.95. So then they'll have him saying that.
That was another thing in the 60 Minutes interview from the other day where I forget who the interviewer was. I forgot her name, but she was like, grocery prices are still up. And he was like, no, they're not. And they just said no. And she was like, they are.
Like, what?
And she's like, no, they're not.
But they factually are, Mr. Like, President. Like,
straight nuh-uh.
Uh-uh. No, you lie. Why you lying, bro? Why you lying? Nah, bro. Like, Trump knows all. Like, you really gotta get, like, down to it. Like, Donald Trump might be the greatest to ever do it. Like...
He's... Yeah.
Like, he controls, like, everything. He is... He's, like, one step below the Son of God. He's, like... An angel.
Like, he's the only politician that can go on record and just say, like, I don't know what you're talking about. And people will be like, okay.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, he doesn't know. Oh, my God. Let me clamp down harder. I love my president.
Like, he pardoned a crypto mogul who committed massive amounts of money laundering for... Literally, like, Hamas and ISIS and, like, Al-Qaeda, like, straight terrorist organizations. And he pardoned this guy because he was also laundering for Eric and Don Jr.
Right.
And then he was asked about it on 60 Minutes, like, why did you do this? Why did you pardon this guy who has committed so much money laundering and was labeled, he was labeled a threat to U.S. national security. And Trump was like, I don't know who that is. Bro, you pardoned him. That's, like, one of the powers that's vested in you as president is that you can give a presidential pardon.
Right.
And you don't, like, know who this is.
This is another thing. Like, Trump's entire thing, like, or I guess not Trump's thing, but the Republican Party's, like, opposition to Biden was, like, the auto pen. Auto pen.
He doesn't know what he's doing. He has handlers. They're taking care of all of it.
How do you not know who you are pardoning? Like, that is a crazy, like, presidential power that is only bestowed upon you. You, like, Congress cannot just pardon someone. Only the president can do this.
And you
don't know who you're pardoning, bro?
Like, say what you will about the Hunter Biden pardon. I think Biden at least knows who Hunter Biden is.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure he knows who that is. Also, like, I can't fully defend Biden on that. But let's be honest, Hunter Biden would be in jail right now. Like... the rest of his life.
They would have thrown the book at him.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been fair either way.
Like, I don't think Biden necessarily, like, did the morally correct thing there. But, like, as a father,
I would understand.
Probably do the same
shit. Because you know that the second you leave office, it's just, oh, like, this is your son. Yeah. And like, it's just over for him.
And as a father, like, you want to protect your kids.
And, like, yeah, Hunter Biden, he's had a lot of tough things happen to him. Like, he's not, like, this evil guy. It's crazy. And then somebody asked Mike Johnson about the Trump's comments saying he doesn't know who this crypto guy that he pardoned was. And Mike Johnson was like, I haven't seen that interview. You're going to have to ask the president or someone who has seen that interview. You know what they're talking about.
Oh, it's your job to know. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just tired of all the deflecting. This is the gold posting I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just be like, I don't know what you're talking about important issues. It's like, I swear to God, if like a church got bombed tomorrow and like the president knew about it, it comes out that the president knew about it, he's just going to be like, I didn't know about that. And then Mike Johnson is going to do the same shit and be like,
well, he didn't know about
well,
it.
Well, he said that? Oh, well I guess he didn't know about that. It's like, what do you mean, bro?
I guess this is the first time that anyone has ever lied on record.
Yeah, this has never happened before.
Like, what? Bro.
Like, this is like, I don't know. And then as soon as a Democrat messes up, we are doing everything to attack them. We're becoming like piranhas, bro.
Not even if they mess up, if they win an election.
Yeah.
Like in Arizona.
If they exist, bro.
Then it's like, oh, the government shut down. Sorry, I can't confirm you. Bro, no Epstein files for you.
This is about to be like the longest time it's taken to confirm someone ever.
Probably.
In the history of the United States. There used to be like a time in our country where it would take a day to travel as a congressman or woman to get to the Capitol. And it probably had never took as long as it does now.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you should be going to jail for doing this. This has to be illegal, bro.
And it's like, coincidentally, this just would happen to be the one vote that they need to release all the Epstein files.
Yeah, bro. Like, come
on. And the government happens to shut down for another really nefarious reason, because they want to cut ACA subsidies and basically triple the cost of healthcare for 10 million Americans.
Oh, I can't do it. Woo!
And then SNAP runs out. Another 40 million Americans lose food for the foreseeable future. And they're using that as leverage so they can cut healthcare for another 10 million Americans.
Yeah. It's just wild. Like, it's a crazy time we live in.
Like, they're being comically evil.
Bro, you want to know what's crazy? Marjorie Taylor Greene is becoming libbed up because of Trump.
Yeah, she's dissenting.
She's literally libbed up. I'm going to read out a tweet for everyone here. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene, the same woman who thinks there's Jewish space lasers, all right? She's very anti-Semitic, but she's becoming libbed up because of how crazy Trump is driving her. All right, you ready for this? Excited to have taken the Amtrak train from Philadelphia to New York City. And the number one issue I hear about from my wonderful district in Georgia all the way to New York is, quote, get us some health care that's affordable. Amen. I agree. I'm trying. Where is our Republican plan? Bro, she's libbed up, bro. She wants affordable health care.
Like, I don't understand.
Bro, if we're at the point where literally like one of the craziest people in Congress is suddenly like,
maybe we should give people health care.
Yeah, like, maybe we should be giving everyone health care. Like, or at least giving them a chance to get health care. Like, right now, it's just like, oh, you're poor? Sucks to suck.
Get money. Your insurance rates are going to triple? Damn, that sucks. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get a job. All right. Bro.
Dude, you're too sick to work? Sucks to suck. We're going to get rid of unemployment soon, guys.
Like, 10 years ago, they used, like, you're poor? Learn to code. They can't use that now. The job market's fucked.
Yeah, like,
so now they're just like, well,
such
is life. Your insurance rates need to triple. And we also cannot use any emergency funds on SNAP.
It's just crazy, bro. There's literally money allocated that would let us use SNAP benefits, and we're just still not doing it.
I read something that, like, the average taxpayer pays $36 towards SNAP.
Mm-hmm.
And $700 towards corporate bailouts.
Wow.
Yep.
I've never heard that before. That's wild.
Yeah. And for some reason, the $36 towards SNAP is too much.
Wait, and there's 40 million people on SNAP?
Yeah.
Dude, okay.
It gets like, what, 9, 10 billion?
I'm not sure if this like is like factual because I don't know how like SNAP fully works. Like, I don't know the math behind it. But if the average taxpayer is paying $36 towards SNAP, right? Couldn't we all pay $360 a year in our taxes to guarantee everyone in the country gets food?
Yeah, the average taxpayer contributes approximately $36 a year
Wow.
to the SNAP program.
Wow. Okay, no, am I not wrong about that, though? Like, everyone in the country could be guaranteed food. Like, we could max expand yeah. SNAP, and everyone could have food stamps in the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
And that would only cost Americans another $300 a year. So if if we cut the amount we were spending on corporate tax buyouts and saving corporations, we could be literally just like having people that can eat.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But we cannot give people affordable housing in New York City.
Dude, that's like actually radicalizing. Like, that stat is crazy.
Yep. $36 per year.
Wow.
And
$700 on corporation.
Yeah.
Wow.
Before.
Hey, guys. Well, if you didn't know, the corporations don't actually help you that much, and SNAP does. So.
The average American taxpayer pays approximately $670 to $870 per year for corporate subsidies.
Oh, my Lord, bro. Why are we giving subsidies to corporations that are bad, guys? Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's actually going to make me crash out. That's wild. That's genuinely wild.
40 million Americans are going to go hungry. Well, they already are. It's SNAP ended on the 1st. And at the date of recording, it is the 3rd. So. Yeah. Donate to food drives if you have the means to do so. Yeah, just help people, because, like, everyone, 40 million Americans, everyone knows someone who is on SNAP.
Yeah, at the very least, you know someone that knows someone. Like, even if you're rich, you probably know someone that knows someone.
A lot of those people are Republicans. A lot of those people are in Republican states.
So. I'm going to be honest, like, I feel like there's, like, by the numbers, there's probably more Republicans who are on SNAP than there are Democrats.
I'm sure we can.
Because the issue with SNAP is I know that it runs off of income in a lot of places and not based off like how much money you need to be out of poverty in the place, if that makes sense. So like someone could be in New York City and making like $70,000 a year, but because they live in New York City, they don't have enough to afford food.
Yeah.
And so like even if they vote as Democrats, they're not going to be on SNAP. And also like, I don't know if this like contributes to my point or not, but like more Democrats live in cities, so the average income of a Democrat would probably be higher. Probably.
Yeah.
And if not, it's only because Republicans like pull up like their average income because they have most of the billionaires.
It seems, this is from a Seattle Times article, and it seems like they're pretty even.
Okay.
A little more on the Democrat side.
Okay.
But
that's
fairly
wild,
even.
Okay, well, 20 million Republicans then. Or probably probably 15, because there's probably kids on SNAP.
Yeah.
It's probably including that.
I think, yeah, a large portion of that is children.
But, like, damn, bro.
This and the election is definitely a huge moment of radicalization for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, first of all, you have 40 million people who are going to starve
because
they can't afford food.
Or they're going to steal food. I saw clips of people stealing food.
Yep.
It's like, can you blame them?
And then you have one of the biggest populists who's actually winning since Bernie in 2016.
Yeah.
And
since
Lord
Bernie
knows that
stopped by the Republican or the Democratic
Party. And that was a moment of radicalization for a lot of people on the left was burning in 2016.
Right now, bro.
So, yeah, between these local elections and SNAP, they're churning out more progressive leftists.
Yeah, like, this is like the whole thing. When the pendulum swings one way, it's going to swing back the other way just as hard.
Like, oh, yeah.
I don't understand, like, I guess I do understand that these people are evil and they want to hurt America as much as possible. But, like, if they don't do enough to protect themselves and, like, maintain this power, they will be fucked in 10 years, guys. Like, America could become not, like, a communist state, obviously, but America could have woke 2.0. Like, don't be surprised if AOC as president ends up with affordable health care for everyone and stuff in the way that Obama meant to. Like, I don't know. And, like, it's just so shocking that Donald Trump is the reasoning behind all of this, bro.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is a cornball, guys. He's just like Cuomo. He touches women.
And
that's why he endorsed Cuomo, because they were on the island together.
Oh, they...
Let's be honest about this one.
And
they were kissing on the island, too. Guys, they're gay lovers.
I ship it,
bro.
And about the pendulum swing, you're already starting to see that with Gen Z voters.
Yeah.
Because Trump did surprisingly well with Gen Z in the last election, because, you know, all the white men saw him going impulsive and were like, he's with the based Logan Paul guy that I like. But now he's overwhelmingly disliked.
Yeah, it's also a social media issue. Like, genuinely, like, all of the social medias have been used to radicalize young men into being Republicans.
Mm.
And it hasn't worked on women the same way it's worked on men.
Well, yeah.
Because women's rights got threatened way sooner than men's rights ever did.
Yeah, or will ever.
Ever will be. Like, I believe, like, 60% of women in our generation voted for Kamala, which
yeah,
is
and
still pretty low. If we're thinking about reality and logic.
And this is also a guy who has, like, there's audio recorded evidence of him talking about, like, assaulting women.
Yeah, like,
and
grabbing them and shit.
Dozens and dozens of women who have come forward and credibly accused him of sexual assault.
Yeah. But nothing.
But, you know, men don't care about that, so.
Yeah, it's as long as he lowers my taxes by $1.
As long as Trump's a populist, believe it or not. He's actually here he's here to make things more affordable.
Well, that's what he says. Like, Trump is a fake populist. This is the issue.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is another issue that's going to be sprouting up in, like, the next 10 years or so. I think a lot of people are going to make promises that they'll never be able to keep.
No, I mean, that's...
Even Zoran's probably doing that.
Yeah, like,
but
like Obama did that all the time too.
Yeah, but I also think that it's more of a, like, how do I explain this? Like, I think it's going to be a bigger issue because there needs to be, like, some grasp on reality, and I don't think either party necessarily has it right now. I think Mamdani is pretty truthful in wanting to help the people, but, like, the leaders of the Democratic Party that we all hate, like, if we're being honest, no one likes Chuck Schumer. No one likes Hakeem Jeffries. No one likes Nancy Pelosi. But, like, they all, like, claim they're there to help the people, but they also don't care about helping the people.
Yeah, I mean, like, even if you go back to Obama, he did make a lot of empty promises, but he's still, like, I mean, he still legalized gay marriage.
Yeah, like, that was a big deal. And, like,
Trump done?
Even Biden had some policies that were like, oh, this might be good.
Yeah. Student loan forgiveness.
That was good.
That was a great thing.
Like, and we're here with Trump, and Trump's, like, best thing that he's done so far is, like, I don't know, raising gas prices on everyone and raising grocery prices. Like, that might be the best thing Trump's done. I guess you can claim that he did the ceasefire, but the ceasefire, guys, I don't know if you knew this, but the ceasefire they accepted is Biden's ceasefire. Trump didn't change anything behind it.
That's the classic Republican playbook. You wait until you're in office to be like, I did that.
Yeah, it's and like, that's like, what Reagan did. Now he's doing the infrastructure stuff. Like, Trump's name is going up on Biden's infrastructure bill, like, projects.
There you go.
And they're calling it, like, Trump's infrastructure plan now. And it's like, bro, like, Build Back Better is not you, little bro. That was Dark Brandon, not you.
Bring me back to Dark Brandon.
Like, bro, low-key, like, hear me out. They Trump runs in 2028 illegally, and Joe Biden runs against him, bro.
He's going to be like 87, 88. Hell yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's run it back.
We'll have the corpses running for president, guys. It's going to be fire.
And then Newsom can be in there as like an independent.
Yeah, Newsom can be the spoiler, bro. Newsom actually takes votes away from Trump because he's also low-key evil.
Yeah. Newsom is dark woke.
He's dark woke. Yeah. Newsom in a lot of ways is what like a lot of Dems wanted Biden to be, if that makes sense.
Like just like the response to Trump that like, they all want.
Fight
like,
fire with fire.
Yeah, they wanted that the Trump layup, and that's what Newsom's delivering. Yeah. By just being annoying, which is an effective strategy.
Yeah, it's working.
It is. He's
very popular.
The right favor now. For the Democratic nomination in 2028.
Yeah, which is wild. I mean, like, he will be dark woke. He'll do some good things in the same way that Biden did some good things. But he's not who I want to be president.
Yeah. In a perfect world.
Joe Ron.
I mean, yeah, we haven't. He's not mayor yet, so.
Yeah.
Can't say much, but.
Hopefully Zoran does good as mayor.
But hopefully this is actually will change some things in the Democratic Party, and they can see that, like, wow, if you run as a progressive populist,
mm-hmm.
you will get overwhelming support.
Right.
From a lot of different people.
Yeah, even people on the right.
Yeah, and even, like, across age gaps, like Cuomo's lead in, you know, 65 and older isn't all that much.
Considering what considered. You would expect.
Exactly. Yeah. Considering what you would expect from a 34-year-old assemblyman.
Yeah.
Who is a rapper 10 years ago.
Bro, he better release like a victory rap or some shit when he wins.
Oh, if he dropped a diss track on Cuomo, that'd be raps.
Low-key, that would have been tough. He could have done that like, all right, guys, I was going to give his, like, his campaign an A+, but now I have to give it an A-, because, like,
no diss track.
A diss track on Cuomo. We could have given Sliwa a verse, bro.
Bro, it would have been, like, the Ben Shapiro rap.
But it would have been so funny, bro. Curtis Sliwa rapping? Oh, my God. Yeah, I was shot 5 times, but I don't touch women.
Did you see Ben Shapiro is, like, I guess all the people on the right, they're, like, hating on Tucker Carlson now.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's something with Israel.
Oh, because Tucker Carlson doesn't like Israel.
Yeah. Yeah, they're turning on Tucker. Oh, yeah. Anyone who serves in the Israeli military should be deported from the U.S. Yeah.
I low-key agree, Tucker. We can't talk about personal subjects because that's like messed up, but like there's this one girl I know, and like her most recent Instagram post had like 6 Israeli flags, like every picture had an Israeli flag in it, and I was genuinely about to crash out when I saw it, like, and the caption was like written and it like says like, I don't even know what the caption was, it's like, well, this was fun, and it's like 6 pictures of like her in Israel, and it's like entirely disregarding that she was there while like thousands of Palestinian children were being slaughtered, and she's like posting like she was on a vacation, but every picture has an Israeli flag in it, every single one of them.
You're brainwashed.
It's like, what are you doing, bro? Like, your country is slaughtering children, like, don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
It and like I don't want to ruin relationships with people that I don't really talk to or anything like that, like I don't want to make my name come up in other people's conversations unless it's positively. But what are you doing, bro? Like,
some people are just lost causes.
That's just not real, bro. Like, guys, my hot take. bombing children isn't good.
Yeah, you should not go to a country. You shouldn't vacation in a country that's like
bombing children.
Or just like actively in a war. I feel like it's just common sense. Like no one's going to Ukraine right now just be like, "Hey, I'm in Ukraine."
Yeah, exactly, bro. Like the only reason you're going to Ukraine is to help like the Ukrainian people
survive the war. You're not going to be like, "I'm in Crimea at the beaches. I'm surfing the Mediterranean." Like what are you doing?
That's what I'm saying, bro. And like even like her being willing to go there just further proves like Israel was never in any danger. Like,
yeah,
this is a supposed war, but like at the same time, like if you can go on vacation in this country, like, and it's not a big country, it's like the size of Connecticut, like, yeah, you're willing to go there and you feel safe there, like that's proof that you don't feel in danger there.
It's because Hamas is a militant group controlling a strip of land that's the size of what, Delaware?
Smaller? Yeah, Rhode Island, maybe.
Yeah.
It's at like the largest.
Delaware, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Like, like, what are we doing?
Hey, bro, but pull up that, pull up the stars, bro. We need the Israeli flag everywhere, bro. You shouldn't even be thinking about the country you live in, the USA. You should only be thinking about Israel. Okay.
Because we have an obligation to serve and protect.
So, Mr. Assemblyman, I have a question for you. Will you be visiting the state of Israel?
I'm going to stay in New York City.
Oh, yeah?
You're anti-Semitic.
Dude, we have to deport you back to Uganda for your opinion on Israel.
Oh, yeah, and they're pushing to denaturalize him.
Yeah, a lot of people want Mamdani to just get deported, even though he, like, I don't know, like, he's an American. Like,
what is even their claim?
Being an American.
They're claiming fraud on his citizenship, but they haven't said what the fraud is.
Well, the fraud is the fact that he's a democratic socialist. That's not good.
He's a member of the DSA.
Dude, that's not good.
And he put that he was African-American.
He is on his SAT. He is, because he's from Africa, and he's an American.
And he put that he was an African-American and Asian. You can't do that.
Well, he is Asian.
You have to choose one or the other. You can't do both.
Why?
I don't know. I guess he put that on his SAT or his college app, and they were like, why is he putting this on his...
Bro, I deadass don't think, like, half of Republicans can read sometimes.
No, they can. They're just grifting.
Okay, but, like, think about, like, all the people that are responding to that and being like, yeah. Like, the grifters are there, but, like, the core of the issue is that, like, there's no reading comprehension. Like, what is wrong with saying you're African-American if you're from Africa?
If you're born in Uganda.
And you are now American.
But his name is Mamdani, and he's a Muslim.
And he's not black. Like, guys, like, who cares? Like, if he's from Africa, and he's an American, and his family is also from Asia, because India, for some reason, Southeast Asian isn't an option on this stuff.
Yeah, it's just Asian. Same thing with Middle Eastern.
Like, I feel like we all agree that these are different things. But at the same time, like, he's from an area in Asia, so he's Asian.
Wow.
I know. Like, it seems like a pretty logical conclusion to come to if you're asking me. But I guess, like, I'm just that woke liberal trash.
And you hate Israel. You're an anti-Semite.
Oh, wait. Did you just conflate Israel and Jewish people?
It's the Jewish state.
I'm canceling you.
And you are anti-Semitic if you're not going to die for your country of Israel.
Are you going to die for the country of Israel?
Hell yeah, brother.
Oh, shoot. I thought we were supposed to die for our country of America.
Yeah, well, another $10 trillion to Israel, please.
Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, yeah. I like that one. So tough.
What else we got? What is Cuomo's policy agenda?
He wants more to NYPD. Hire 5,000 more NYPD officers. I dare anyone listening to send us an email at Hank and Ted Pod with another Cuomo policy.
I'm so serious. That isn't ending anti-Semitism.
Yeah, and visiting Israel.
Because ending anti-Semitism is not a policy.
Like, bro, I'm so for real. Like, I'm thinking back. I watched both of the debates. I don't know any of his policies, bro. Like, Mamdani, like, you can say what you will about how feasible his policies are.
He has.
But he has fast and free buses. He wants to hire non, like, lethal police officers, like mental health specialists to go help people that are in crisis. So we don't be threatening people that aren't risks. He wants to, excuse me, holy shirt. I can swear on here. I don't know why I said shirt. He has all these policies. And, like, Sliwa also similarly is like, I want more police officers so I can shoot people. And, like, he's crazy for that. But that's his policy.
But, yeah, it's a policy.
Cuomo is just like, oh, I want to hire 5,000 more police officers so we can stop anti-Semitism. And it's like, bro, how is hiring more police officers going to stop anti-Semitism? Like, that doesn't make sense.
It's that Family Guy clip where Lois is just like, 9/11, and everyone starts cheering. It's that exact same thing.
Excuse me. I'm looking up more of Sliwa's policies real quick.
I'll look up Cuomo policies. Andrew Cuomo policies.
Oh, I do remember. Sliwa knows about, like, this is actually a good idea, in my opinion, by Sliwa. There is approximately 200,000 homes worth of empty buildings in the city of Manhattan.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, because of all the offices that cleared out during COVID. And Sliwa wants to take those buildings, and instead of just leaving them empty and being used as, like, an investment property-wise, because that's what they are right now, he wants to refurbish them and make them apartments and make them affordable for everyone. Which is low-key a good idea, in my opinion. Like, I have nothing against that. I think housing is good. Like,
that's the kind of populism that people actually would want to see in a candidate across both aisles.
Oh, he wants to reform Rikers. That's another thing that Mamdani's also running on, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sliwa has, how many points is this? He has 10 points. Like, 5 of them low-key are just about more police. But, like, he loves police, even though he's not one of them.
Cuomo wants to make transportation more affordable by expanding discounted access to buses and significantly increasing the percentage of New Yorkers who enroll in the subsidized Fair Fares programs, which they are eligible.
Yeah, but, like, how much does he want to increase it by? Like Mamdani is running on making buses fast and free. Cuomo is just like, I want to do this, and I will not be doing this, because that is some socialist propaganda.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
He's power hungry. He wants. Did you see his like Zoom name is already Mayor Cuomo?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Bro, he's not. Okay. Guys, I'm sorry. If Cuomo wins, America's cooked. I'm so dead ass.
Or the election was rigged.
Or it was rigged.
Because, I mean, I get, like, polls aren't always accurate. Polls had, like, Hillary winning the 2016 election. But this is overwhelmingly in favor of one candidate to the point where you can't even really find a concrete poll that includes all three candidates. There's polling that, like, if it was just Cuomo and Mamdani, Cuomo might have, like, a 2 or 3% lead. But any, like, concrete poll has Mamdani ahead by at least 4 or 5%.
Yeah. Like, this is kind of, like, the opposite of Harris last year. Like, there was that one poll that had Harris ahead in, like, Iowa from Ann Selzer. And that was it. But, like, most polls had Trump winning by 3 or 4%. And, like, we were all hoping that Harris won, or at least I was. And, like, when she didn't, like, no one was really surprised, if we're being honest. We were more like, damn, that fucking sucks. But I just want to point out that one of Andrew Cuomo's 12 policies that is labeled on his AndrewCuomo.com campaign page is combating anti-Semitism. And I'm going to go out
there
and quickly say, I think Cuomo is actually contributing to anti-Semitism in New York because he is conflating the Jewish people with the state of Israel. And that is dangerous. That is very dangerous. You can say that Israel is a Jewish state because it technically is, but it should not be representative of every single Jewish American. That is a horrible idea. Like,
yeah, like you can't say that the Vatican is a representative of every Christian or even every Catholic.
Yeah, and even if you say that, the Vatican only has 900 people that live there. Like, the state of Israel has millions and millions of people, and they kill they've killed thousands and thousands of Palestinians, and it has been labeled a genocide around the entire planet. And what does Andrew Cuomo do about that? He's like, oh, the rates of anti-Semitism are going up. Bro, separate the Jewish people from the state of Israel is step one. And after that, condemn Israel, right? And then be like, this is what I'm going to do to protect the Jewish New Yorkers. Literally, I think that Zohran Mamdani has been more pro-Jewish during this election than Andrew Cuomo has been because he's so hard and glazing Bibi Netanyahu. He represents Bibi Netanyahu as a lawyer, bro.
Yep.
You know how crazy that is?
But Zohran wants to globalize the Intifada.
Zohran did 9/11, guys. It was him.
And he's going to cheer if another one happens. But you need to condemn Hassan Piker for a statement that he made 6 years ago.
I also want to say the fact that Andrew Cuomo has gone back to just being racist to Zohran and then complaining about anti-Semitism as one of his points. Like, bro, you are part of the issue. Another, like, issue is that anti-Semitism is going up because Israel is killing people, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you just claim that Israel did nothing wrong and you say that Israel represents all of the Jewish people, people are immediately going to be like, oh, well, Jewish people are killing Palestinians. I guess Jewish people are bad. Like, that's what the danger is. Like, I don't understand, bro. I don't understand how you can fix this issue if you're not actually looking at it from a reality perspective, bro.
It's ridiculous.
It's just ridiculous.
But we're coming up in the last like 90 seconds.
Wow, we yapped about Cuomo a long time.
Yeah, there's a lot to say.
Andrew Cuomo, you touch women. That is not good.
True. We're taking a hard stance against sexual assault here on the Hank and Ted podcast. if you're in New York City, the general election is tomorrow. So just keep that in mind if you haven't voted yet.
Yeah, if you would like to vote, go out there and vote.
We endorse Mamdani. We have been endorsing Mamdani for several months now.
Yeah, if it was ranked choice, I'm similar to Zohran. I vote Zohran 1, Curtis Sliwa 2, and then do not rank Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah, don't rank Andrew Cuomo.
I know it's not
even
ranked
though,
choice.
Yeah, you can't.
But don't even consider it. Like, low-key, like, scribble out his entire name, like, when you're voting, you know?
True.
Like, that guy should not be in power. He's like Donald Trump in so many ways, bro. That's all I gotta say.
This is WHUS Stores. You can send us a DM at Hank and Ted Pod on Instagram or email us at hankandtedpod@gmail.com. Thank you all for listening.
Have a good night, everyone.
And yeah, go Mamdani.